All right, so we had a big rock show come into town, you tell me, huh?
Last night was a big one that Danny and I attended out at the superpages.com center, or whatever it is right now.
You're right, that's what it is.
And Radiohead came into town. And, man, I have not anticipated a show like that in a long time. You know, John, your mic's on.
Yeah.
Your mic's on, John. Yeah, it's okay.
Shut up, bitch.
But I hadn't been looking forward to a show like that in a long time. And, man, it was sold out. It's as crowded as I've ever seen that place.
20,000 people.
God, it was packed. And they did not disappoint. I'll go as far as to say that was a top five show that I've ever seen.
If that's not the best concert I've ever been to, I'd be hard-pressed to come up with one that was.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, and as soon as they came out, crank the iPod up here. They came out with this song, All I Need, off their new album. And you have to understand Radiohead. If you're a casual fan, I think it would have been a really weird show.
It would have driven you insane.
Yeah. Because it was about 2 hours of the new album mixed in with...
It was 2 hours of moody, dark art rock.
Yeah. But boy, they can pull it off.
And it
they have mastered the craft.
How cool is it to see it in person?
Yeah, that's what I was looking forward to see how they pulled off some of their songs that they've been doing over the last few albums, especially this new one. And man, I'm telling you, if they're not the best rock and roll band going right now, I don't know who is.
They're one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
It is,
and it's just them five.
It is weird and haunting and dark and morose and exciting
and noisy.
All at the same time, man. And they have a spectacular visual show going. God, man. It truly was a seminal concert moment for me. It was great. Great.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what? I bet a lot of the people that were there last night were not even from Dallas. You can bring the iPod down a tad. Probably, I think a lot of those were people that traveled to see them from all over Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana, because they probably just don't. You know, they don't get out to certain places that often. This is the first time they've been to Dallas in, what, a decade?
They came through here, I think, in the early part of this century, I think.
It was like in 98 or 99 or something like that.
May have been. God, man, it was just so overpoweringly cool. The whole thing just had this certain vibe to it. And they are just, they have got it down. They, you know, some people can have mastered that whatever... whatever avenue that they've tried to go down. A lot of bands have mastered their certain little craft. But in Radiohead, whatever you want to glom them into, whatever you want to pigeon them whole as, they have mastered it. They are that good, you know?
I thought that the show last night was not so much a collection of songs where, like, if you go see Petty, it's like one song after the other, and they each kind of stand alone on their own. It's like they constructed that set list to be an entire show, to be looked at as a whole and not just snippets or parts of songs. I mean, it was like an entire movement.
Yeah.
It was almost like a DJ will work a crowd with the way things build and moods and sounds and stuff like that. It wasn't just a collection of tunes, man, because when they got up to National Anthem, that was like the first half of the show was over, and then they kind of started over again and let it build and build and build until they ended with... oh God, that single off the new record, Body Snatchers.
Yeah,
they ended with that, and then they split, and then they come back and do two encores of OK Computer stuff and the Ben stuff.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was genius.
You know what? And we talk about like bands going out there and just throwing their new album in your face.
Mm-hmm.
How about every song off the new album?
Yep.
I told Danny after they did play, which I thought was the last song, I was like, man, I don't think they have any more songs off this record. And sure enough, they played every song off the new record.
And you know what? Good
every
for them.
Every song.
Good for them. They just released the damn thing. They're probably excited to play those tunes.
Yeah. And you know what?
Pretty ambitious.
So screw you if you're sitting out there wanting to hear High and Dry and Black Star and all the stuff off the first record. I mean, they're doing what they want to do.
Yeah, and you know what? People still come to see them.
And they were into it.
Yeah.
Now, there were a couple of moments where I felt like I was at a douchebag Dallas concert, especially on the outro of Exit Music for a Film, when it's a really quiet, beautiful ending of a song and some asshead yells out, "Hook 'em horns."
It is
at the top
silent.
Of his lungs.
It is silent. All you can hear is the band up there.
You
okay?
can hear him just struggling or strumming the acoustic guitar and singing real softly that "we hope that you choke" line.
Yeah.
And then you hear out of the nowhere. Guy
that, he's like four rows in front of us, too. And we had really good seats. And he yells, "Hook 'em horns." Hook 'em horns.
Stupid.
Then he looked at me and he goes, "Did I just hear that correctly?" At a Radiohead show, someone yelled, "Hook 'em horns?"
It was.
Where
it
did
turned
it come
out
from?
I don't know, but I wanted
just so
to.
So overwhelmed with joy that that's the only thing you could think of?
No, I don't know what it was. And at first I was like, "Oh my God." But the more I thought about it, I found the genius in it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
We were really laughing.
But it
at
was
it.
Really funny.
Where is the genius in that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
it's
the most.
It's so out of left
it's
field.
So juxtaposing. You know, here on one hand is this British thoughtful art rock band at the most tender moment of their concert, and then on the other hand is some butthead yelling "Hook 'em horns." It's just like from one end to the other.
Well,
it was
man.
Beautiful.
I hope he was able to tuck his horns inside his car on the way home okay.
I told Danny they were in the second song of the night, and I turned to him and I go, "You know what? We are in for one of the best shows we've ever seen." It was that evident that soon.
Yeah, it was.
Show.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I mean, it was just, it was crazy how cool it was.
Do you think it would have driven Mike bananas?
There is no question. I'll tell you one thing that you will appreciate, though. They have worked up 70 songs. 70
yeah.
for this tour. Now, 10 of them.
That's the way it ought to be.
10 of them are off their new album.
Well, and, that's okay.
And they're playing all of that. But the other 60,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So you don't know what you're going to get night to night. You know you're going to get the new album, and then the other 10, 12 songs they play, crapshoot.
And that's the way it ought
is,
to be.
That is beautiful,
yeah,
man.
That's great.
What
that's
they roll
the way
with,
it ought to be.
What they roll with last night, about 25?
Man, I don't know.
Something like that?
I'd like to see the set list.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah,
I've
it
seen
is.
It.
Well, why would this have driven me crazy? I mean, I don't know nothing about them.
Okay. Does this drive you crazy?
A lot of it's electronica, a lot of it's loops, drum loops.
Okay, that doesn't bother me that much.
How about this voice?
And then there's the caterwauling voice of Tom York.
Who does really like him some me. I told Danny, too, I was like, you know, as much as I love Tom York, their lead singer, I have a feeling he loves himself a lot more than I could ever love him.
Yeah.
He really likes himself.
But
that's
fine. He's really
a,
good.
He is a rock star. Of the highest order,
and
man.
He's about 5'4".
You just don't see that very much in Dallas with bands like Radiohead selling out 20,000 seats. It was crazy.
It must be big.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but they must be big.
Yeah. It was wonderful. Wonderful moment of my life.
And thank you.
I had a wonderful moment.
What? Way better than my wedding. Way better.
Thank you.
We'll get to that in a little bit here. I had a wonderful moment in my life Friday night, too. We'll get to that next. It's 5:51 on the ticket.